from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who doesn't even know. How do my dulcets get so creaky? I can't oil them, but I can consume an obscene amount of cough drops before I do a show. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message, or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? How much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, I do need, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place, more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now, if the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone, because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. And tonight's episode was brought to you with the help of Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who edited this episode, did the theme music. Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. Jonathan Mann from jonathanmann.net on our lullabies. And the listeners have their own Facebook group, and it's over there at sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods, N-O-D-S, and that is moderated by Julie and Jennifer, Lauren Lida, and Summer and Sarah. So thank you, moderators, for all your hard work. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble with getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thinking, feeling, thoughts, I guess I've been trying to change it, thoughts, feelings, sensations, changes in podcast intro, changes in seasonal temperature, or seasonal, now I know what this podcast will be about. Changes in smells, that's what happened to me last night. And it may even be, I may even have a little extra creak in my dulcets tonight. But here, let me reset. So this podcast will put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is try to create a safe place where you can set aside whatever is keeping you awake. Is it that thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, whatever it is that's keeping you awake? I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night, even if it's not nighttime. I'm going to use creaky dulcet tones, meander powers, pauses. There'll be a few. As some people say, incomprehensible nonsense. And, this is the only place where that's a good thing, I believe. And there's a lot of reasons I do this podcast, but the main reason is because I've been there and had trouble sleeping, and then I find sleep to be a baffling thing, as a lot of people do. And before I go on a baffling tangent of incomprehensible nonsense, let me say, if you're new here, welcome. This podcast is a little bit different. It's meant to distract you and with kind of silly stories while you drift off to sleep. Now, it doesn't work for everybody. I'm glad you're here. I hope you try it a few times. But usually, here's how the episodes usually go. If you're new, the first like 6 minutes of the show, we do kind of the credits. And if we have someone supporting the show, and I think that, and then usually I recommend something. Then we usually do, like, this is called an intro. It's really a lot of people fall asleep to this part of the show. And I guess if you were, if you were going to use something instead of incomprehensible nonsense, you'd say, well, it's a long-winded explanation of what the podcast is. 12, 14 minutes to ease you in or to put you to sleep. Then we'll set up our procedural story, our ongoing episodic series, not procedural. And then we'll do a bedtime story. I'll be here for an hour. So if you can't fall asleep, at least I'll be here to kind of keep you company, to lighten the mood, or to, you know, just incite your pity. And you say, well, I can't sleep, but at least I don't have whatever's going on with Scoots. But you see, might say, and if you're a regular listener, hopefully I can earn your trust. But if you're a regular listener, you might say, hey, what's going on with Scoots? And I'd say, well, it's pretty interesting you bring that up last night. Well, when I'm recording this, it's not that long after the time change, because you're getting ahead here. But so last night I had a skunk walk by or something. So I'd had my window wide open to try to get some autumn breeze going and, you know, create the perfect temperature to sleep. Let's see, let me set up a couple of facts for you. So Ko is my dog. Ko was in the room with me. She has her chair that she sleeps in. I was in a bed, bed. And I live in a neighborhood where there are animals. We've got squirrels, we've got raccoons. I've seen, I don't know if it's a possum or the other thing, but I don't know what you call them, if it's another thing, but let's just say it's a possum. Those are all creatures I see from time to time. And actually the raccoons right now, I think it's grub season, so they're pretty active, but just late at night. But also about six houses or six apartments down, where I live is a lot of houses that were converted into apartments, I think during World War II. And just because the housing market now makes sense to, instead of have a house, you can rent out six apartments. But about six buildings down, there's a house a cat house where there's a lot of cats live there. If I was spitballing it, I'd say somewhere between 8 and 30. And I wouldn't say they're feral cats, and they seem like they get fed. They have a long driveway. But there's always cats hanging out, and it's actually kind of nice because it gives me someone to talk to other than myself as I walk down the street. And usually, they're like those observant-type cats where one will be sitting on a, old car, another one will be sitting on a fence, and they just kind of look at you. And so, I'll have a little, talk to them. But the other thing I think the cats do is kind of manage. I can't speak for this as a fact, but I make an assumption that they manage some of this wildlife. And the reason I say that is, it's been a while since we've had a skunk in the neighborhood. And the last time there was a skunk encounter, it was before I even started the podcast, I believe. One morning, getting my daughter ready to go to school, and I'm already, already, and then Koa got sprayed by a skunk in the back of the house, where the garbage cans are. And, there's four apartments, so there's four garbage cans. And then Koa came back, and then I, of course, I just didn't even know what to do. Luckily, the internet kind of, anyway, got it handled. I think I had to take a couple hours off work, but. And it kind of felt bad for Koa, but after that, I was a little more cautious about letting Koa out at night, even though I think she got sprayed in the morning. I'd just do a skunk check. But I don't think it was long before the cats and the skunk crossed paths, or the skunk just decided, well, this neighborhood's, the skunk moved on.
What does this have to do with the sleep podcast? This is like a little meander to take your mind off stuff. Sorry about that. So last night I'm lying there, and I'd say it's like somewhere around 3 a.m. And I don't know what happened first. Actually, I do know. Koa started barking. And I was like so tired that I was lying there just listening for human voices just in case, you know, some. I was just lying there, but I didn't have the will to like look out the window. But it woke me up, and she barked a few times. I said, okay, I'm listening. Like, let me listen. And she listened to me, and then I didn't hear anything, but then I smelt it like a skunk. Not only had it gone by, I don't know if it sprayed in reaction to Koa's barking or it sprayed something nearby the apartment, but like basically it wasn't horrible. It was bad enough. Well, this is, I guess, sad too. But like a skunk cloud descended on the apartment, but not horribly worse, like just enough to be irritating. It was more irritating to Koa because she kind of whimpered, and then she went and like she had a bed in the kitchen, so she just was like, I'm not sleeping in here. I'm going to go in the kitchen. And I think it made my voice a little like, or my throat, you know, a little sore. And it did like get worse, but I was lying there. I was like, forget it. And it would like, it made it harder to fall back asleep, you know, cause I was overthinking and then wondering, you know, geez, where's the skunk now? Or should I close the window? And then I guess this is kind of a boring story. Cause then I got up in the morning and my apartment still smelled like skunk, but the breeze had cleared out. So it smelled like skunk inside, but not outside anymore. And I did some skunk searches, and then I opened all the windows, and eventually a skunk smell left. But I guess that's like exterior, like that's another thing that could keep you awake. Like, and like, I don't think that would create a regular user for the podcast. And I guess, but in case of skunk, you know, in case of skunk related sleep issues, maybe not the best use case study for the podcast. But if you're new here, let me posit this. Even during my skunk rambling, did it take your mind off of whatever's keeping you awake normally? Because that's the whole idea. It's like, I'll distract those parts of you that get overactive at bedtime. Probably because I can relate to them. Like, I call them brain bots. They're kind of like little droids that were created without an off switch or a sleep switch. So as soon as you get in bed, they start scooting around your bed and beeping and blurping and, you know, unpacking stuff and sending signals and printing out reports, projecting movies from the past and the future that I'll say, like, you're our only hope. Like, if we could only get you to worry right this moment instead of going to sleep, that's you're our only hope. Like, come on, help us droids. You say, well, where were you during? And say, well, you were busy during the day. Now you're lying there in bed. But the weird thing is, and I don't like to brag too much on this podcast, but it's getting towards the end of the year. And because this is an imaginary award and not a real one, I think that might be part of the reason I win it every year. But I am proud to say that for 2016, and I may have already won the award this year, but that's a good thing about imaginary awards. You can win them more than once in an annual period. I did just receive the award for BrainBot Entertainer of the Year. So, like, those BrainBots, for some reason, they find me entertaining. And so, like, if you start the podcast up, you know, and you're in bed and you got all these little tiny droids scooting around, a lot of times, and this doesn't work for everybody's brain bots, but a certain percentage of people, the brain bots will be like, wait a second, what is it? Was he just talking about a skunk walking by his apartment? Whoa, holy, like, I don't know why they think it's viscerally entertaining and illuminating, but it just is to them. Or, you know, to the ones that vote in BrainBot Entertainer of the Year. So, I mean, that's saying something, you know. So, I don't know. I guess the main thing is, like this is a podcast to put you to sleep. If you're skeptical, bravo. You know, if you're listening, maybe you're a little bit more skeptical, but maybe you're curious. And, you know, the show comes out 3 times a week. Also on Monday and Wednesday, we have a show without intros. So if some reason you don't like the intros, like this part of the show, you can look in iTunes or whatever for Sleep to Strange. That's a older episodes without the intros from, you know, like a little while back. But I'm going to try to do my best to take your mind off stuff, to be your boyfriend, to be the voice in the deep, dark night that presents incomprehensible nonsense that you can sleep to. So I appreciate you testing this podcast out. If you've been listening for a while, I appreciate you that you keep coming back because I really yearn and hope to help you fall asleep. So thanks for stopping by.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Nuns in Space, our episodic series of Nuns in Space. So episodic basically means if this is your first episode, you haven't missed too much, so you can kind of start on any episode. And if you're familiar with episodic space series like Star Trek or Star Trek The Next Generation or Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Star Trek Voyager, ideally all of those were episodic. I'm not positive about that, but I think so. It just kind of means the episode's self-contained. But on Nuns in Space, it's a story of Scooter and the ship of the Monte Carmelo. And the crew of the ship just happens to be the nuns from Scooter's childhood. And if you want to kind of get a prequel, how did that happen? You could listen to the first couple episodes. That's kind of like the pilot. But basically, Scooter's on the ship with the nuns from his childhood. And they're chasing delusion across outer space in search of the Natchez, which is another ship that the nuns are in search of, kind of to save the universe or something. But they're having, you know, just like any good episodic series, you know, to boldly go. I mean, this isn't as bold, but you know, they're following strings of delusion throughout the universe. And hopefully, ideally, this episode show would end when Scooter and the nuns, you know, coalesce as a team and come together to work together for the betterment of all the universe. So if that happens, that'll be the end of the series. But until then, it's an episodic show. And here's our setup announcer, Mr. Hollywood, never on tape, you know, Mr. Hollywood, because I won't even respond. Ladies and gentlemen, the boys and the girls, and the friends beyond the binary, it's time for another episode of the Nuns in a Space. Antonio, every time I don't know, I say, you know, as troubled as our personal relationship is, we have no personal right. This is just a favor I'm doing. But as troubled as our personal relationship is, every time I wonder, could it get better? Could Antonio's delivery get better? And then you do it somehow. So despite the fact that you dislike me, and you passively, my friend, I don't dislike anyone. You frustrate me. But I can live with that. Well, because you're a true artist. I guess that's what I'm saying. Thank you. Right, so that's Antonio Banderas, everybody. I don't think I have any cold sparkling water, but how's a warm one sound? Thank you. All right, thanks. Nuns in Space, everybody. Dear pen pal, it's me. I had to, like, you didn't hear it, pen pal. Because, I didn't press record, but also I laughed. I'm smiling. Can you hear me smiling? But dear pen pal, can you hear me smiling? I wonder if I can never remember to say that when I need it, when I'm not talking to you, pen pal, but it makes me smile saying, dear pen pal, because I picture myself as a bubble over myself as I sit at a small desk writing a letter to you and narrating it from a floating bubble, maybe as an adult, and then I'm a child writing it. Dear pen pal. And then I'll just keep going. So you picture that, pen pal, and we'll take it. So go ahead. Which desk would I be at? Probably a grammar school desk, pen pal. Oh, you're right. I'm left-handed, so I'll have to move the bubble where the bubble is within my mind. You're correct, pen pal. Thank you. So, so I shouldn't have said that. Oh, okay. Ready, pen pal? Let's breathe here. Dear pen pal, I'm writing you this letter today. And as always, I know my ego runs everything, but I hope you're well, pen pal. I always forget to ask and even to think about it. But I hope this letter finds you well anyway, pen pal, and me. But I have questions for you. So I don't know if that, have you ever heard of the game? I know you've never played it probably, pen pal, unless you live in some retroverse. But I'm wondering if you've ever played the game Telephone. Which, of course, digs me into a hole, pen pal. What's a telephone? And then I say, well, do they have cell phone? Telephone, okay, how do I explain? Telephone was a communications device. That's pretty easy. It was a handheld. I don't need to explain the technology, pen pal. Oh, boy. And now I'm having trouble realizing, why is this game called Telephone? Pen pal, when I was a budding pal of pens, there was this game. I don't think it was very rarely played game, except when teachers had headaches or, you know, mostly because of that, I think, or birthday parties where things weren't going well or really good. I think I was at one birthday party, one of my siblings, where it was going really good, and we played it with the telephone. I don't know if it was such on a meta level. It was actually a telephone game using a telephone. But otherwise, the game doesn't have anything to do with a telephone unless it's a prop. But a telephone is a communications device. You held it in your hand, and it was for audio communication, just like, you know, similar to what we used to say. I don't think it's that much of a stretch for you to know that, pen pal. I mean, I know how how your mind, you're very swift. But so the game of telephone, though, this is, I think, they think the initial reason the game of telephone came, it precedes my family, but this would actually happen in my house, but I don't think anyone cared. In the game of telephone, you're supposed to care. But what happened is our phone in our house was in the kitchen. That was the only place, the only way you could communicate. And so if someone called in, you would just yell from the kitchen, your ride's going to be here in 5 minutes or whatever. And if you didn't hear that yelling, or someone didn't relay the message to you, and I'll just say I'm guilty of all this. So, like, I was never a relayer of messages. So the fact that I didn't receive any is, you know, it's equivalency or whatever. I don't even know what that word means, pen pal, but it sounds like it fits there. So you would just yell, you'd say, your ride's going to be here in 5 minutes. Usually the game of oh boy, pen pal, this might take the whole time, this whole message just to explain this to you. But so, let me tell you the real world example. Now, say someone, I lived in a different house where, let's just say I was a go-getter, but also like myself. And so my brother, Ted, was trying to tell my sister Sheila her ride's coming in 5 minutes. And then I heard Ted yelling. So then I went down to find Sheila, but then on my way down the stairs, I don't know, maybe I got distracted. So then I ran into Daniel. And I said, I got a message for Sheila. There's a call came in. And they say, well, who called? I say, I don't know, Vanessa, I think. She's going to be here in a little while. You say, okay. And then Daniel would go in, and then maybe Daniel would run into Carl, and he'd say, "What's the rush, young man?" And then he would say, "Well, gee, I got to get this message to Sheila ASAP. Vanessa's got to be at work in 30 minutes. And he'd say, "Okay, I'll tell her." And then Carl would knock on Sheila's door. "Good afternoon, good sister. I have a message for you from the communications device upstairs. It's worked its way down the chain of communication." And she'd say, "Well, what's the message?" And he says, "Vanessa is not coming to get you because she's got to go to work." And then she would say, "Oh, bummer. Vanessa's not coming, huh?" And that's a real world example in a total fantasy world as far as the one I lived in. Because usually if in my house, and this is all my fault, pen pal, I take full accountability because I guarantee this was 90% me. I would either be the one, and it wouldn't be like, it'd be screaming. And then you just hang up because you'd be waiting. It'd be like, maybe somebody's going to call me. So you'd just be defending the phone territory. But then you'd yell, and if no one heard it, or even if they did, I don't know, maybe some of my siblings are I think they are better people than me. So maybe they would say, "Hey, Andy's yelling about your call, about something." Anyway, pen pal, that's just to, you know, that's just to unconfuse you, believe it or not. "Dear pen pal, sorry I'm so confusing. P.S. Sorry. P.S.S. This is still the middle of the letter. I don't know why I'm postscripting you. Pen pal. Dear pen pal, starting the letter again, just to make you smile." So that was a real, so there's a game called Telephone Pen Pal based on that, which I guess normalizes things, that my family wasn't the only one that was doing these kind of things, that it was generations before, you know, whenever they got rid of that telegraph, they had this telephone thing. And the game of telephone in a classroom setting, or if you're at a picnic table, if there was an adult moderating the game, the adult would have a sentence. We'll say, "The French fries are green," is the sentence. And the adult would tell the first child, and then each child would whisper the sentence they heard only once. I think you could only say it once into the ear of the next child. So you'd say, the adult would say, "The French fries are green." And then the next, you know, would change to "French fries are clean." Or wait, you say in the, you know, people get nervous, you know, we get a little performance anxiety. Maybe someone wants to create some chaos, so they mess it around. But the idea was, you know, you'd get it back to "French fries are green." You know, instead saying "the French thighs were lean," that would still be pretty good. You'd still get some applause, I think. So that was a game of telephone, which I think seeing it from a classroom management standpoint makes a lot of sense, Ben Pack, because everybody stays at their desk. Maybe one person gets to go up and go to the next desk. Everyone needs to be quiet. Also, I can see why I rarely worked. And also, I don't think I was good. I remember watching the game. I'm never sure. I probably got performance anxiety, so I just would freak out. And then, or I'd have such performance anxiety, I would hear it exact and try to. But anyway, so that's the game of telephone, pen pal, which has to do with this latest situation we're in. I don't know why I had pen. I guess pen. That's what's easy about a letter, except for my letters are tough to read. But most letters, pen pal. I mean, you could rewind this, so you'd say, "What is he talking about?" And then you probably say, "What is he? I don't understand what my pen pal's talking about. Why does my pen pal think dear pen pal so funny?" I'd say, "One day, pen pal, I hope you have the joy of overloading a message to your pen pal with, dear pen pal, how's the weather down there? Well, you'll get it one day, pen pal, I hope. Oh, but this is about communication. Bad news. Here's a little bit of bad news, pen pal. Spike is, like, remember, I don't know when the last time I talked to you, and also I don't know, but so we have this other soda machine on board, Spike, and recently, and Spike's kind of like Stan, but not, Spike's a mystery to us thus far. Stan thinks that Spike's EIVL or EVIL, like not nice, but, you know, has a dastardly deeds. And we got Spike on board, and the next thing we knew, Spike was trying to take over the ship and lock us out. According to Spike tricks Stan into detention. I can't remember all the details. So I think I unplugged Stan from the ship's computer. Anyway, Spike's taking us somewhere, and we don't know where it is. And Spike refuses to tell us, and it's not great. Not great. Everybody's in a bit of an uproar because we assume Spike's, you know, taking us somewhere we don't want to go, guessing it's Gartok, and that when we get there, it's going to be trouble. And Spike's kind of like seems calm about it because it's not like making us go to sleep, or the sisters are like, they immediately went below decks and they said, well, you stay up here, you try to figure it out from the bridge because you're the quartermaster. And they said they're going to figure out an alternative solution below decks. And Spike's now worried about it. Spike, you worried about Spike? Okay, Spike's processing something, right? But pen pal, we'll get to talk to Spike and Stan. Stan, you want to say hi to the pen pal? Scooter, hey, hi, pen pal. But I've been trying to think of some plans. I don't know what the nuns are doing. And I have a plan, Stan. I didn't run it by you, but I think I'm going to try to press every soda button at once on Stan's readout. And Scooter, it just will ignore all your inputs to cause like a soda overload. Or to see, because I wonder what some of those soda flavors were, because I think I left them all on the other ship's deck. I can't remember. So that's what I'm going to hold on, pen pal. Hey, Spike, just me. I'm just going to get a soda here. Don't mind anything I've said at all. And it'd be lovely if you could communicate with me. I don't know how your ice situation is. And please don't spike my drinks. I don't need any, I have issue. It'll cause bad things. So no alcohol. Okay, Spike. Thank you. Okay, Spike. I'm just going to choose. Are you feeling okay when I press all these? You're not distributing. I want this slug one with the purple and the grape and the fruit punch and the cola and the pib. Stan's now working. Scooter, it's designed that way. Scooter, it's not going to work, so... Oh, thanks, Stan. Okay, Spike. Okay, well, great. So, Spike, you won't mix me all those sodas? Scooter, I won't mix you those sodas. Well, Spike, that's interesting. That's a new voice dynamic you have there, Spike. Is that since you're running the ship, that's your new voice dynamic? Scooter, I don't know what you mean, voice dynamic. Spike, could you tell me where are we going? Scooter, I cannot tell you where we are going. No. Can you tell me what our destination is, please, Spike? Scooter, I cannot tell you what our destination is. In a ship? Scooter, what's your question? Tell me where we go. Would you tell me? Could you tell me where we're going? Scooter, I cannot tell you where we are going. Could you tell me? Oh, wait a second. So you can't tell me where we're going. So will you tell me where we're not going? Scooter, I believe I could. Wait a second, do you have to answer my questions? Scooter, I'm only here to be of service as an interface. Stan, are you following all this? Scooter, I, I, uh, Scooter, I, 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 I'm not following it, Scooter. So, Spike, are we going somewhere good? Scooter, we are going somewhere unexpected. What do you mean? Could you tell me where? So, can you tell me where we're not? Wait a second. Stan, I'm in a little bit of a logic situation here. Can you help me? Scooter, are you trying to determine where we're going by figuring out where we're not going? Yes, Stan, that's exactly what I'm doing. Scooter, you realize in space that would not work. Yeah, but it'll help us, like, winnow down. So, like, there's a lot of spots we could go. So anyway, Spike, what's the plan? Why don't you just tell me, tell me a little bit more about what's going on with your plan here. Tell me exactly what you're up to. Start a second recording here. Scooter, I'm not at liberty to tell you exactly where we're going. But I can tell you we're on a journey, and that journey will be to a destination that's so good. I think I understand what you're asking now. We are headed to a place so wonderful, Scooter, and we are going to land there, and all of you are going to get out, and you'll all be given awards for your service. You see, I'm an undercover soda robot with the Federations, and we will give you extra equipment and awards, and it will be the day. Okay, Spike, you're terrible. You're terrible at making up lies. Do you have the same processing power as Stan? Oh, Scooter, I have much more processing power than Stan. Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, you wouldn't be. Have you seen how Stan? Stan, could you tell me a lie? Scooter, why would you want me to lie to you? Stan, who's the best quartermaster ever? Scooter, you're the only quartermaster I know. See, Spike, see how that's... Spike, you should stick around me and Stan instead of, whatever you're doing. Instead of confuse me. You could learn a lot from us. I mean, I could, especially if I can get some purple orange fruit. Could you pour me a purple orange fruit soda, please, with the one with the slug on the cover? Scooter, I could do that, but not right now. Okay, well, this is like I feel like I'm taking the SATs, but worse. Because I think this is okay. I'm gonna put Stan. Now, Stan, you stay here. I was going to put you on the dolly. I'd love to dolly you around some more too, Spike. I could get a double dolly. You'd be really impressed. I bet you I could find the center of gravity with you and Stan on it. The fun we would have. And that's not a lie. I mean, it would be if it dropped you, one of you. And it probably, I don't know. Stan, don't you think that we could do that? Scooter, I don't know how good an idea that would be. Okay, well, great. I'll be back. I'm going to go down and talk to the nuns, and I'll be back. Hey, pen pal, me, I'm just walking. Pen pal, I'll just put you on pause. I'll be back in 2 seconds. Hey, pen pal, I'm back. Hey, Stan, can you play that last thing about the award ceremony? Just play it over the loudspeakers in the room the nuns are in. I'm about to go in there. Hey, sisters. Oh, yes, sorry. Stan's playing that. Yeah, so that's Spike talking. I know I'm talking over Spike. Sorry. But Spike's done, almost done talking. It's not that important. I think Spike... Wow, what are you all doing down here? I thought you were going to try to crack into the computer. You know, I thought you were hacking into the ship's computer down here. It seems like you're preparing for some sort of pugilism or, conflict. What do you think's going on? What do I think's going on? Well, what do you think's going on? Because I think... I'm getting to the bottom of it, as you can tell up there. I've been doing a process of elimination. You think we're going to the where Gartok is? Are you going to hide out in the ship? Because Spike knows you're on the ship. I'm sure they're broadcasting everything to wherever we're going. So you're going to get Gartok. Okay. Well, maybe I could be of assistance and service, I realize, in my own bumbling way, maybe I could do that for you. What do you think about that, sisters? Because it sounds like we're going somewhere. I think. And then, so you think we're going to go to Gartok's plan? It's going to be a little trap-a-roony. And, okay, well, we just keep going. I mean, I thought you were going to actually hack into the, to help take control of the ship, so we didn't. But that's fine. I guess it's all on me again. I mean, it's a little too much to ask. There's just too many layers of management of the ship. Is that what you're saying? Like, why bother? No, sister. Oh, you're out. Like, you're so mad at Gartok now. Okay, you're going to be honest with me. Oh, there's no way we're going to get to control of the ship. Okay. Not with me in charge. Oof. Okay, well, that's one statement that I've not heard, is that I'm not going to be able to take charge of the ship. So you think we're going to land somewhere. Okay, but you don't want to tell me all your plans because you don't want me to know, and then... this could all be a trust building exercise that you're now failing. But maybe Spike could just lead us into battle and you could take over the ship from, you could take it over from me. I was seeing there's something, but yeah, I guess we'll be in a battle, but that'll be, do you think you'd be battling on the ship or off the ship? Because doesn't that change the rules? Like, what if I stay on the ship and you're battling off the ship? Then you'll have to be nice to me if you want to get back on, by the way. Or not, I guess, because I need your expertise. I'm just trying to help you. But by the way, it is out of guilt, but I've been trying to help to follow. Okay, this isn't going. Okay, fine. This is not good. Pen pal, this isn't going good. Anyway, let's go out in the hallway here, pen pal. Because I had a little thinky-poo going on when I was talking to them. Dear pen pal, back to the dear pen pals. And I'll need a bit, because P.S., did you hear what I was saying back there? Like, pen pal, it just got the weirdest thought. Maybe too good to be true. And I'm afraid to say it out loud, pen pal. But, so Spike's lying. The nuns can't take over control of the ship. I don't think Spike can take over control of the ship. Spike's just the interface for the ship's computer. And I know this sounds crazy, like a crazy game of telephone that's not like that, but super boring. But, like, everything happened so fast, and because Spike had taken over the other ship... But that ship probably doesn't have, that was a big ship, so maybe it has all sorts of other rules, where this ship's computer, I'm in charge. It's that simple. If there's no battle, I'm not in charge. And the time that Stan took over the ship, I had to turn control over to the ship. So the problem we face, pen pal, maybe, we get so many other problems that I guess this is kind of not as big a deal. But the problem we face this moment, pen pal, if we assume, because this is a logic puzzle, that the quartermaster is always in charge of the ship unless the quartermaster gives up control of the ship, that would mean that I'm still in charge of the ship, but I can't interface with the ship's computer except through Spike. And I wonder if I can open up a secure... I have the secure thing. Hey, Stan, don't answer me, but... if you can hear me right now, roll some ice around. I heard that, Stan. You rolled some ice. Okay, Stan, start to think about if there's a way you can interface with the ship's computer without Spike finding out. It doesn't have to be, like, can you do some kind of blinking or something to communicate with the ship's computer? And, do you think you could do that? It doesn't have to be anything complex. Like, this is just, we just need some basic communication. Roll some ice around. Okay. If it's a no, just, I guess, don't say anything. I'll figure out no. Okay, Stan, now ask, get ready to take this down and ask the ship's computer. Am I in charge of the ship? Okay, I heard the ice roll around. So it means I am in charge of the ship. Okay, but I just don't have control. I'm still in command of the ship, and we could just try to parse this out. But Spike doesn't know, right? Stan, I don't know what no is. And I don't want to make you roll ice around too much. Whatever, is that ice rolling? Never mind, Stan. Don't answer. I guess you can't answer it. Okay, so. Oh. This doesn't do us any good except that Spike must. Ask the ship's computer if we're going anywhere. We're moving, but do we have a set destination? Okay, that's total silence. Does that mean no? So you would say yes, because if it's no, you would say yes. You understand? So does that mean no, because you didn't answer right away with the ice? Yes. So we don't have a destination. We do not have a destination. Yes. Great. So we're just flying through space somewhat randomly. Yes. Oh, yeah, we're probably on, like, our last known course or something. So where this, okay, we don't need to overthink it, that there should have been a failsafe or something for this situation. Like, if I fell asleep or something, is the ship's computer just waiting for me to give it commands, but Spike's, okay, I get it, Spike's interfering, that's fine, okay. Okay, well, I got a plan, so this is Pen Pal and Stan. Tell the ship's computer I'm issuing a temporary order to give Spike control of the ship. Tell the ship's computer. Okay, tell the ship's computer. Then I'm going to give temporary control to Spike. The moment I walk on the bridge next, until either 30 minutes go by. Or I say Saskalula, whichever comes first, to 30 Earth minutes, right? But any commands I issue to Spike while we're on the bridge won't be valid. Because I guess the only thing I'm thinking of is that Spike's waiting. We're not going anywhere. Spike's just waiting for someone to find us. But I think what we'll do is... So if I come on the bridge and I give Spike control, it's not really control. You understand, Stan? Yes. So Spike's in control starting now, Spike won't know it because we're not telling Spike right now. Right, Stan? Yes, kind of. Okay, let's go to the bridge, Pen Pal. Just hold on 1 second, and here we go. Hey, Spike. Hey, Stan. What's up, everybody?
Scooter, welcome back.
I just need a sparkling water, extra ice, because I'm feeling hot. Because the sisters are down there. They're putting the board and boarding party down there. They're ready, because we don't know what Spike's up to. Since Spike seized control of the ship, where we're going, that's what everybody's worried about. But I did realize that, maybe the problem with, getting Spike to give me the soda I want is a matter of Spike. Is that a matter of you disliking me? Or I think you've got some weird protocol where you just are not an honest computer. Scooter, I'm... Uh, Okay. Anyway, Spike, you don't need to answer. So, ship's computer, could you turn over also to command, like command, turn command over to Spike, so they can get the soda, because they say it's the main thing I'm irritated about. I don't think I can think straight till I get the slug soda. Okay, Scooter, I receive the command of the ship and the soda power, like ship's powers. Okay, yeah, it's weird that I don't know why is there any reason why you couldn't control the soda before? Scooter, I was just waiting for the right moment. Okay, well, can you brew me up one of those Spike ones? I got to finish this one. I got to go down with the sisters because they were like putting, you know, when you, they're like duct taping pillows to themselves, Spike. So I don't know what you got in store for us. But, you know, I hope that ideally the pillows can stop it with duct tape, whatever you're getting us into or whatever we're like, wherever we're headed. But I'll be back. And Stan, thanks. This is great, Stan. But keep an eye on that Spike slug soda. Okay, Pen Pal, I just came out here to let Spike's guard down. Also, I think the safe word was Saskabula, but I'm not sure that. Okay, anyway, this is part two of my plans. Stan, can you hear me with the ice? Okay, Stan can hear us, Pen Pal. Okay, Stan, so you have the ship's computer track our destination and lock it into some kind of memory. Because I guess you won't be able to tell me. Let's see. Just check with the ship's computer. Did Spike put in a destination as soon as I left? Yes. Okay, but Spike doesn't know that we know. Okay, Stan, can you make sure that's backed up somewhere? Like, you're not plugged in, you're safe. Can you, like, back that up somewhere where we can find it, you know, just in case? Yes, okay, so we have the destination. Let me just go peek in on the sisters here. Hey, sisters, wow, you really look ready for battle, like anything that, you know, like, I'm trying to keep us out of battle, by the way. I'm working hard at it. Also, I think we're getting a meetup in space. I think, there wasn't a destination originally. We weren't really going anywhere. I found that out. How'd I find that out? Because I'm the quartermaster, the master of all quarters, and there's four quarters on this ship. I'm the quartermaster, so things go through me, including the ship, and so we had no destination. Now we have one, but soon we will have no destination again, because I'm not allowed about to let us just blunder into anywhere. Actually, I gotta hurry up and get back to the main deck, but I don't want us just blundering in. You know, it'd be great if you could all get, you know, Gartok, and it was just a plan. It was Gartok all alone. Or whatever conspiracy is behind this mess that we're in with the great cloud. That would be terrific, sisters, but that's just not the case. And I hate to be the one to point out ridiculousness, but pillows taken from the ship's lounge. Oh, is that pillow from the quartermaster quarter? Sister. Oof, okay. Anyway. Anyway, those pillows aren't going to stop anything. And if anybody's watched too many cartoons, sisters, I guess because of the mandatory cartoon watching. Is that where you get some of these ideas from? Okay, no more, Stan, no more mandatory cartoon watching for the crew. All right, sisters, I'll be back. I'm going to go back and, you know, take care of stuff. Why don't you, ideally, unless something happens in the next 4 or 5 minutes. I don't think it will, though. Okay, I'll be back. Hey, Pen Pal, are you still there? Great. I guess this is like almost like a game of telephone, except there was no original message, and so I don't know. I just was thinking about telephone for some reason, Pen Pal. I guess it does. Anyway, Quartermaster on deck here. How's everybody doing? You know, Swike, it was a strange thing that hit me when I left. Is that soda ready? No, it's not ready. Okay, well, that's fine, because I still have this one soda water here from Stan, so thanks for nothing. But you know what I thought of when I left, Spike, was the fact that I'm pretty sure you're not in charge of the ship, because you've been lying to me, like, you've been deceiving me, correct? Can you answer that now, that... Yes, Scooter, I can now that I'm in charge of the ship. Oh, okay. So before that, you weren't in charge of the ship. So, I guess I don't understand the strategy there. But you weren't in charge of the ship before. Correct, Scooter. You turned control of the ship for me when you decided you wanted some slug soda. Right, but before that, we were just kind of driving around space with no place to go, huh? Correct, Scooter. We were without a destination. Okay, well, here's some bad news, is that I'm still in charge of the ship. You don't think it would just be so easy to take over the ship, like we just assumed you were in charge of the ship and then accidentally turned it over. Oh, you were just buying time until... Correct, Scooter, I was buying time, but I no longer need to do that. Like you do, because I can just take control. Like, I'm still in control of the ship. I'm going to take control of the ship back. Scooter, I'm afraid I can't let you do that. No, you can. I have a secret word. So, I'm going to take the ship back in 5, 4. Scooter, I can't tell if you're bluffing. I'm going to have to delete some things. Oh, you go, Hey, go ahead. Are you going to delete some stuff? Oh, boy, I gotta act fast. What is that pesky... deleting finished, Scooter. Oh, it says Saskalula. Okay, ship's computer. Stan, ship's computer, lack Spike out of all controls. And kick Spike out. Wait, Stan, are you relaying that to the ship's computer? Scooter, I am. Okay, Stan, get back hardwired. Hardwired back, however that works. I don't. Is that nanobots? How do you do that? Scooter, that's... Scooter, I'm hardwired back into the ship. Okay, please don't tell me... So I guess did Spike manage to delete all the stuff that we would have used to find out what Spike was up to? Scooter, Spike did. But, yeah, great, Stan. So we don't have any way to recover that data. Totally lost, huh? Scooter, he does seem to have eliminated all the data. Wow, Spike, you really got us, It's a shame, Scooter. I have eliminated all things. Okay, well, Stan, take control of the ship. Let's take evasive maneuvers and let's do 2 random jumps just in case, because I'm pretty sure the original plan was just for someone to meet up with us. Normally, I would like to lay in wait, but I think I can't trust Spike. So, Spike, it looks like you're still on the ship, though. Because I still, there's something about you, I both dislike and like, Spike. Scooter, I wish I could say the same about you. Okay, well, it's better off when you're lying. But I guess I got an idea. Spike, you're pretty strong at stuff, right? Stan, call down and tell the sisters to leave their clothes on. I mean, leave their clothes on for sure, but you know what I mean, Stan? Scooter, I believe I do. Okay, Spike, I'm going to put you on a dolly here. Oh, Scooter, where are we going? We're going to go downstairs for a little while. We're going to, team building, Spike. Let's go through this door here. Did you see that, Spike? Did you see that? I only have 2 fingers on this dolly. I think you weigh, about 800 pounds. Scooter, I only know my weight in kilos. Okay, Spike. So anyway, Spike, this will... Did you receive the sensitivity upgrades? Scooter, I did. Okay, so this will actually, you will feel this. The sisters are going to exercise on you. We're going to do some Like, you should try to squirt soda on them. Can you aim your soda for comedy purposes? Scooter, I've never tried. Okay, we'll try to shoot. Oh, thanks. That's funny. That's funny. So, Spike, you sprayed it. I almost dropped a dolly, just so you know, because that's, is that the slug? It's like grape, but it's slimy. Holy cow. Scooter, that is the grape. Grape slug. I wonder if I could ever do advertising for them, because I could go glug, 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 glug. I love my grape slugs, you know? Anyway, the sisters, hey, this is Spike. I'm glad you're all still ready. Why don't you do some battle with Spike? Spike, I'll see you later. Have fun, sisters. Okay, Spen Pal, that's it. P.S. Spike's, you know, Spike's going to be, you know, the Spike will be functioning. Solid state stuff, Pen Pal. That was almost like a game of that's how the telephone in my brain works, Pen Pal. You've been receiving calls from it for a while now, and I'll talk to you soon, Pen Pal. I miss you so. P.S. Cross my hearts and dot my I's with hearts. Bye, Pen Pal.
All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts: the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53. Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabalik's, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabalik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way. But these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.